Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
The Rolly Cigarette Program, starring Les Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's top 10, man. Go start to see all of us in the reading of Maturity Skeletons.
I'm happy to be working again myself. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, tonight we take our tonsils out of mothballs and start a new season, huh?
Mothballs, well, that's the first one for tonight.
This can slowly become an evening with Romberg again, you know.
Well, Red, it's good to see you. You know, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you?
Yeah, 35 pounds in 3 weeks.
35 pounds? I didn't think you were that heavy.
Well, I hadn't noticed it myself, but when little kids walk up and point at you and say, "Hey, Mama, what time's the balloon go up?" That's time to get rid of a little flap. I had the mumps for 3 days and didn't know it.
Well, I don't believe in diets. You know, exercise is the only way to keep in trim.
Yeah, I agree with you about exercise. There's nothing like exercise. Nothing. That's what I do all day.
Exercise?
Nothing. Hey, I found a book on exercise, and the first one to reduce is really wonderful. It says, "Open the window and throw out your chest." There goes 50 pounds right there. And another exercise, you chin yourself 40 times on the top of the door like that.
Well, wasn't that dangerous?
Yeah, I fell off the ladder 3 times. Then I had to be careful with what I ate, you know.
Oh, I guess you had to cut out all starches like potatoes, corn,
bread. No. If I cut out corn, I don't eat at all.
Well, did you cut out all fat meats?
Yes, and I've got a butcher that's seeing to it that I don't get any of the lean either.
Well, it takes a lot of willpower to stay on a diet.
Yeah, you know what I get a kick out of? Is right. Women going on a diet. They say, "I'm going on a diet. Let me see something good," and they'll start tomorrow. I'm getting to eat like pigs and then take pills to reduce.
Well, tell me, now that you're thin, do you feel better?
Yeah, I'm back to playing golf again. You know, I got so I couldn't see the ball.
Really?
Yeah, then when I'd move it out where I could see it, I couldn't reach it. I'd rather be skinny, though.
Well, fat people have more fun.
Yeah, it seems like they got so much to enjoy it with.
Well, everybody tells me I look much thinner.
Oh, yeah.
How many calories can you have a day on your diet?
400.
400? That's starvation.
Yeah, I know, but 400 calories a day is all you're allowed on this diet.
Well, how do you keep up your strength?
Well, you wait till about midnight and then sneak down and raid the ice box.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Scientific tests of America's 6 leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So smokers enjoy Rollies. They're moisturized to stay fresh longer, moisturized to taste better, moisturized to smoke milder. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
And now, lovely Anita Ellis will sing a very popular hit, "Alone with Me."
Alone with Me. taboo again. Oh, darling, you will be no more dream, but true again.
Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, and we find a story concerning vacation time. Our characters are fictional. If there's any resemblance to persons living, don't worry. It's only a resemblance. Chapter number one is entitled, Homesick. Some people go to a lot of trouble to get away for a vacation. Then they realize that they'd stayed at home, it would have been more fun. Such is the case of Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am.
Yes, sir, here I am, up bright and early. At least I'm early, anyhow. And I keep forgetting like I'm forgetting something, Billy. I'm always forgetting something, and I can't do anything about it, either. Tied a string around my finger this morning, and the window shade followed me for 3 blocks. Well, I see in the papers that the old Raleigh ad was there, and they got me back on the football team again this year. We'll be playing with the old Raleigh team again. Love to do that. Love to eat, that's why. I think take a little vacation from this loafing I've been doing all summer, and then maybe when I get back to loafing again, it won't be so monotonous.
Well, howdy, Clay.
Well, Sarah, do howdy, duty to you, too. Well, it's good to see you. Sure are a perfect picture.
Oh, do you think I'm perfect, Clay?
Sarah, do when they made you, they threw away the mold.
Really, Cliff?
Yep, they got too moldy, I guess.
Well, what are you planning on doing today?
I'm going to start my vacation.
Clem, why don't you forget that idea about a vacation? What you need is to go out and get yourself a job.
Well, I would if I could find the kind of a job that fit my trade.
Well, what is your trade?
Well, I'm an assistant waste paper basket in the peanut brittle factory.
If Joe Miller heard some of your jokes, he'd just turn over in his grave.
Joe's dead?
Yeah, well, for about 200 years.
200 years, yeah. Huh? Well, if he's been laying around that long, the exercise will do him good.
Curiosity, say, Clem, what do you need with a vacation?
Well, I'd like to get out in the fresh air, breathe new air. You know, the Army made an outdoor man of me. Haven't been able to find a place to live since I got out. Out of a vacation, you know. I'm all packed to go.
You mean you got all your clothes in that little tea bag?
Yep.
Well, how could they possibly fit in it?
It's got a secret compartment.
What have you got in it? Come on, let me see.
Here, take a piece.
Yeah. Well, what's that?
It's animal crackers.
Oh, them is dog biscuits.
Oh, you're so smart, ain't you?
I suppose a dog ain't an animal.
Well, here comes a car. I'm going to try to hook a ride. I'll just stop and look.
We'll try my other thumb.
Well, good thing I'm all thumbs, ain't it, huh?
Oh, he's stopping.
Hop in.
Howdy, Judy.
Goodbye, Clem, and have fun.
Goodbye, Sherry, dude.
Clem, there are tears in your eyes. Yes. Does leaving me make you sad?
No, got my ear caught in the door.
Goodbye.
Next door, this is mighty neighborly of you to pick me up like this. I'm Clem Kadiddlehopper.
Well, that's all right. I'm vaccinated.
Good for you.
Who's that young woman back there?
That's my girl.
Well, she seemed upset.
No, she always stands that way.
You live back there?
Oh, I try to live back there, yes.
Seems like a nice town. What's the population?
410, that's counting the cemetery.
Well, you don't count them.
Well, I don't know. Our mayor's been dead for 3 years, and he's still mayor.
Well, that's silly. How could he hold office?
I don't know, but we got more money in the treasury now than we had when he was moving around.
Is everybody back there like you?
Yep.
Must be quite an epidemic.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going on my 2 weeks vacation, though. A couple of weeks away will kind of make me appreciate the home more.
Yeah, will be good to see my folks. You know, I got to thinking, what if something happens to them while I'm away? You know, we don't usually miss our folks till they're gone.
Yeah. Mine left the day I was born. They had expected a child.
You know when you miss homes around mealtime?
Yeah, there's nothing like a good home-cooked meal, but I can do without it for a week anyhow.
Well, it's fun to camp out, though.
Yeah.
You like to eat out of doors?
Well, I really don't know. I never tried it. I usually eat out of a plate.
Say, you're only going away for a few days. Reminds me of a friend of mine.
Oh?
He went away 4 days, and when he got back, he found that his girlfriend had gone away with another fella.
Oh?
She was so lonesome.
You don't say. Well, I don't think my girl will miss me. After all, 2 days away ain't very long, you know.
Oh, I don't know. If they know where you are, it's different. But lots of things can happen.
Can?
Take my boss. He has a farm. And when he went away for 2 days, he didn't have any way of notifying him when the barn burned down.
You don't say. Well, you don't say. My dog sleeps in the barn, but I don't think it would catch on fire, you know.
Oh, no, I don't either.
No.
You have someone there to look after your pup.
Yeah.
Then no one ever really loves a dog like its master.
No.
Two, when they're left alone, they usually grieve so.
Yes, they do. Well, I guess he'll be all right till I get home in the morning.
What's the name of this town we're coming into?
Daisyville. I'll be getting out here.
This is where you're going to spend your vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to spend a couple of hours and then head for home, you know. Let me out any place, sir. I don't feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I know what's wrong. You're homesick.
I'm not that sick of it. I'm going back to it. Thank you very much. See you later. Oh, here comes the Saudiville bakery. Hey, stop. It's me, Clem. Here. Oh, good. Get home now.
Well, howdy, Clem. What are you doing over here?
I'm just home. I'm way back from my vacation.
Well, how long were you away?
Well, let's see. In 14 days, it'll be exactly 2 weeks.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was wonderful. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, and I'm glad I did.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Joan Crawford, star of Humoresque, forthcoming Warner Brothers picture, says, quote,
I've seen the reports comparing America's six leading brands, and it's true. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Raleigh's are right for taste, right for throat.
Right, Joan Crawford. And smokers, the new Raleigh's are moisturized to stay fresh longer. Moisturized to taste better. Moisturized to smoke milder. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars So no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better tasting Raleigh.
David Forrester and his orchestra now play I've Got Rhythm. Vacations is entitled Camping Trip in the Mountains. There's nothing quite as exciting as a camping trip spent in the mountains, and it's an education for the youngsters, too. And should the youngster be Junior, the mean little kid, you can learn plenty also.
Junior, wake up. Hmm? We're at the National Park.
We're... Oh, look at the beautiful mountains and the tall trees.
Yes, isn't it majestic?
I want to go home.
Just look at all those stately trees.
Yes.
Isn't it inspiring?
Yes, it is. If I could get me mitts on an axe right now, I'd make that old forest look like a 5 o'clock shadow in about 2 minutes.
Stop.
Hey, what are we stopping for? I don't see no hamburger stand around.
This is where we meet the guide who's taking us on our camping trip.
Oh, look at that cowboy. Goodness, ain't he bored? Boy, his legs can make a nice picture frame for the Grand Canyon. Join us.
Clark, where does I live and breathe?
Bob Alton, your old horse trader. How are you?
Fine. It's good to see you again. Don't tell me this is your grandson.
You might as well confess, Grandma. He got you trapped.
He's quite a boy.
Yes, and I'm worried about him. He's following in his grandfather's footsteps.
You mean I'm staggering?
It seems like only yesterday that I saw you in three-cornered pants.
Yes, I remember that, too. I used to wear suspenders to hold them up, you know.
Suspenders on three-cornered pants?
Yeah, they wouldn't trust me with a safety pin.
Well, I'll bet you'll like this camping trip.
Yeah, I've been on camping trips before.
Oh, are you a Cub Scout?
Yes, the Skunk Patrol. That ain't no breeze, either.
Well, Bob, how soon do you think we can get started on our camping tour?
Right away. I've been expecting you. All I have to do is saddle up the hay burner. The rest of the pack horses are all ready.
Is that going to ride a horsey, too?
Yes, it's your friendliest little pony ever saw.
A pony? Well, he is.
There he is over there.
Oh, ain't he cute? Do he bite?
No, but be gentle when you go up to him.
Oh.
Here, give him this carrot.
Here, there. He's laughing at me. We need one right there anyhow.
He's talking to you.
Yeah, boy, when I get dressed up like a cowboy, I'm going to look like an economy-sized Roy Rogers, ain't I?
Junior, did you peek in that package in the car?
You mean the white one turned in red?
Yes.
The one that's got the cowboy boots in?
Yes.
No, I didn't peek.
Look,
I did.
But I told you to stay away from that package.
I know. That's what gave me the idea to look into it, you know.
I can see this is going to be a very pleasant 3-day camping trip.
Oh, yes, it is. There we go.
Are you all right, Bernard?
Yes. You know me. I never could get enough horseback riding. How do you feel, Junior? Junior, put your shirt back on.
I want to ride bareback.
Well, I think we'll make camp right around this next mountain turn. Yeah. Hey, wait till you see the view.
Is it nice?
Ah, now look.
Boy, look at them big rocks. Boy, when I see rocks like that, it makes me wonder.
Wonder what?
Why I waste my time with spitballs.
Now, this is called Echo Canyon.
Hey, what's an echo, Grandma?
It's a repetition of sound by reflection.
It is?
Yes.
Hello. Hello. I am the giant of the mountain. I am the giant of the mountain. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to eat you. You never see your grandma anymore. You never see your grandma anymore.
No. No.
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
Bless his little heart.
God bless his little heart.
It's only an echo. It won't hurt you.
What?
Go ahead and yell.
Hello. Hello. I'm coming over there. I'm leaving. I guess he knows me pretty well, don't he, huh?
Isn't this a beautiful spot?
Yes.
It's just heavenly. How about camping here for the night?
Yes, let's do, because I'm getting to feel like part of this horse, you know.
Well, now, careful getting off of the pony, Junior. Hmm? Hold on to the saddle horn.
Hey, Grandma, the saddle horn's broke. It won't honk.
Oh, don't be silly, Junior. It's not supposed to honk.
Oh.
Now get off the pony.
I demand me rights. I want to hear the same honk. You're getting pretty fast on the draw there, partner.
Now get off that pony.
Okay. And we're we going to sleep at night, huh?
Right here, under Mother Nature's big blue blanket.
Well, Mother Nature's big blue blanket is full of moth holes,
isn't it? Those are stars, and you know it.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, what are we going to eat? What are we going to eat?
We'll catch our food.
What are you going to do, throw it at each other?
No, Junior. We catch our food like the Indians used to.
Oh, yes.
The woods are full of good things to eat. All you have to do is shoot it.
Well, then make me a slingshot. I'm going to shoot myself a glass of milk and a cupcake.
You're going to have a real mountain dinner.
Ooh.
You like mountain trout?
You mean a little rainbow fish?
Yes.
Fried in butter?
Yes.
All nice and brown?
Yes.
Never touch them except on Friday.
Well, I'll start a fire and heat some water.
Now, Junior, you stay out of his way.
Okay, I'm going to take a walk. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop.
Junior, look out for that little stream over there. Junior, did you hear me?
Did you hear me? Oh, something moved over there. Oh, look, a baby bear. Oh, I wonder if I could take him back with me. Maybe they would like to see him. Maybe they would let me keep him. And I don't know why I'm standing here. Maybe I'm going to do this anyhow. Come on, old bear. I'm going to take you home with me. Here, watch out. You tore me cowboy suit. Now you're going to get it. There, he got it. The whole cowboy suit. Here now. Come on. Now I got you. Oh, boy. Boy, you is heavy. Boy, you smell bad, too, you know. Why do you wear that big fur coat? It's summertime. You want to have yourself a nice little sport coat or something to wear around. Hey, Grandma, look what I got. Look.
What is it?
Here.
I can't see without my glasses.
Well, you hold it while I go get your glasses. There.
All right, Junior. What is it? My fur coat? It's a bear!
Yeah, well, don't yell. You scared him, too. Give him to me.
No, Junior. He might scratch you and get blood poisoning.
Yeah. You sure does love me, don't you?
Well, I've got the fire going. Good heavens, Junior, put that cup bear down. The mother bear will tear you to ribbons.
Good heavens.
Why, this little bear loves me.
His mother will like you better.
Put him down. Don't you ever do a thing like that again.
Okay, goodbye, little bear.
Goodness. Bernard, will you help me with the food?
Gladly.
I'm going to find that little bear again and play with him. Here, little bear. Here, little bear. Here. Goodness, how he grew. Maybe that's the widow bear's mother. Hey, Miss Bear, can your widow boy come out and play with me? Here now, don't you bite me. Don't you bite me, boy. You'll dull up your teeth as you do. Here, would you like some candy? Boy, he gobbled that down, didn't he? Come on, I'm going to take you over to camp. I got some molasses. And I hear you boys like honey, too. Come on, I'm going to get some of that. Here, come on. Hey, Mr. Austin, I thought you said your mama bear would eat me up.
She would.
Well, she didn't. Look.
Well, it's a very unusual... Gee, horse, back up and run for your life!
What for?
Will
you get behind the tree until I can get to
you? Why?
Get out of sight, it's a grizzly!
No, I'm going to run in this cave over here. Goodness, I was doing all right with the bears until they made me afraid of them. I'm going to get out of sight.
The bear is coming towards you.
No, the bear, get away.
Are you all right?
The bear made me a widow bear.
Into the cave.
I'd rather not run into that cave.
Why?
I got a better chance out there. There's five bears in there.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Berta Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and remember, you buy a pack of Raleigh, it keeps you going. Thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Join Harry Sosnick and Phil Brito on their Vacation with Music Friday night, and return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.